This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Friday, October 24th. Brought to you by ADM. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Well, the Office of U.S. Trade Representative today announced it would kick off an investigation into China's purchases under the Phase 1 agreement signed during President Trump's first term. Under that agreement, Beijing agreed to increase its purchases of U.S. products by $200 billion across 2020 and 21 from 2017 levels. China fell well short of those commitments. U.S. Trade Representative Jamison Greer said in a statement today, the initiation of this investigation underscores the Trump administration's resolve to hold China to its Phase 1 agreement commitments, protect American farmers, ranchers, workers, and innovators, and establish a more reciprocal trade relationship with China for the benefit of the American people. Now, the probe is being launched under a legal authority. It's known as Section 301. That's what Trump used as justification to raise tariffs on Chinese products during his first term. This week, Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins raised the Phase 1 deal in an interview with CNBC. She blamed President Biden for not pressing Beijing to make good on its promises. However, the Peterson Institute analysis notes that China has never been on track to meet its commitments. They had fallen behind even before Biden took office in 2021, in part due to the COVID pandemic. Well, the White House confirmed today that U.S. President Donald Trump will meet Chinese President Xi Jinping next week in his Asian visit. Trump will depart for Malaysia late tonight before heading to South Korea. That's where the meeting with Xi will take place on Thursday. The talks are expected to focus on trade, China's ties with Russia, and efforts to end the war in Ukraine. President Trump said yesterday that he expected to reach multiple agreements with Xi, covering issues ranging from soybean purchases and trade tensions to nuclear arms control and Russia's war in Ukraine. Trump said, I think we'll make a deal, suggesting that Xi had changed his stance on the Ukraine conflict. Trump said he would now like, I'm not sure he did in the beginning, he would like now that war to end. Well, President Trump said last night that he would end U.S. trade talks with Canada, that over an ad bought by the government of Ontario. At a Truth Social post, President Trump said, quote, Canada has fraudulently used an advertisement which is fake, featuring Ronald Reagan speaking negatively about tariffs. Trump's statements suggest the Canadian province was trying to influence an upcoming Supreme Court decision on the legality of his tariff policies. Trump wrote, quote, based on their egregious behavior, all trade negotiations with Canada are hereby terminated. The ad, broadcast on U.S. television networks, featured former President Ronald Reagan criticizing tariffs in a 1987 radio address outlining their negative impacts on the American economy. Ontario Premier Doug Ford said late today his government would axe the ad beginning on Monday. Finally, rising beef prices continue to put pressure on consumers as the cost of eating at home rose 0.3% in September. That driven largely by increases for beef, pork, bakery products, and cereal. Grocery prices up 2.7% over the past 12 months. That's according to the latest Consumer Price Index, which was released by the Bureau of Labor Statistics today, that after being delayed by the government shutdown. The overall CPI rose 3% in September and is up 3% year over year. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by ADM. Harvest to home sounds so simple, but a lot happens between the two. 18,000 people work for ADM in the U.S., operating a vast transportation and manufacturing network. That allowed ADM to purchase over 1 billion bushels of crops from over 56,000 U.S. farmers last year and transport those crops to U.S. and global markets so their ingredients could sustain and benefit families everywhere. Learn more at ADM.com. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.